thieves will linger.
Let's talk about cybercrime then, more specifically bullying. Tell me about that file that was handed to you, the McCanns. You know, concerned individuals, and certainly that story's been in the headlines with tragic consequences yesterday. A file handed to you? Are you looking at it at the minute?
Now, what happened there? First of all, you may have seen over the last 10 days we've launched a cybercrime unit, about 500 officers. That's really intended to target people who steal things, not necessarily bullying. I think that's going to be a real challenge to us in the future, just in terms of volume. But in terms of that file, what happened, if you recall, was that the family handed to our team who were investigating or reviewing the murder of, reviewing the missing girl, the McCann daughter, the file was handed to that team. And we were liaising with Leicestershire Police, which is where the McCann family live. And as sadly it turned out, possibly the person who was trolling or abusing people may well have been. So the file was in the process of being considered partly by the Met, partly by Leicestershire, but was likely to have been dealt with by Leicestershire Police, not by the Met.
Just give us an idea of what trolling is, actually, because we've, on Trifto, we've been arguing about... You see, I can say I don't like the Commissioner. I can say I don't like the way he speaks to me. I don't like... I can say all of that. That's an opinion. That's not trolling, is it? At what point, where is your line? Because so far as I'm aware, it looks to me like a subjective line. Where's your line, Commissioner?
But it's not really where my line is. It's where... You know, what does the law say? So where...
What does
where
it does, say?
Where does abuse become a criminal offence? And, of course, I... don't like you, you don't like me, we are, you know, in conversation we're abusive. Well, in, you know, as human beings, that's just what happens in life, isn't it? But of course, if you become racist, if you become threatening, if you threaten to kill someone, these are very different forms of things as human behaviour. That becomes a crime. If you threaten to kill someone, you can go to prison for 10 years, if they believe it, and you want them to believe it. If you are racist, there is a consequence if you are threatening in your behaviour. If you transfer that onto the cybercrime, it's broadly the same. Mild, you know, abusive behaviour between individuals, sadly, rightly or wrongly, where the police can't get involved in all human behaviour, can only get involved where there's a crime. And generally, it's where there are very aggravating circumstances. You cannot blackmail people. You cannot threaten them. You cannot be racist. And broadly, that's the sort of line that we draw in cyber, in the cyber area.
It is going to pose challenges, isn't it?
Yeah, and frankly, we, the police, cannot get involved in all bad behaviour between human beings. I mean, sometimes, if we were to be defamatory of each other, you know, we might have to go to the civil courts, not the criminal courts. But defamation is a different area altogether. The police don't get involved in that, thank goodness. You have to go to a civil court for that. And in some of these areas, I suspect the civil law will have to consider remedies. It's not always going to be the criminal law, nor police.
Now, two stories have made the press since you've come in to speak to me. One where you made the arrest, and you've made an arrest now at every rank. The other is when you said you wouldn't ride